Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you are having a fantastic day out there. Currently 61 degrees outside. And checking our forecast for today, we are looking at highs of around 75. No rain in the forecast for today, so the past couple days we've had rain. That is out of the picture now. And as we move into the weekend, we're looking at high near 80 on Saturday. And joining us in studio right now this morning is from Coffeyville's Reawakening. We have Denise Shork, and she has a guest with her today. It is Madison Bowman. Guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Good morning, Kyle.
Good. Thank you.
All right.
I want to ask you, what's the weekend? Saturday and Sunday is rain?
Sunday, a 60% chance of rain. So, and then of course, since that happens, next Tuesday, we'll have a high of 63.
Just asking, we have a lot going on over the next few days and this weekend.
Yeah, so. But for most of the weekend, it looks like it's going to. I think that rain on Sunday is later in the day. So, hopefully, for most of the day, we can. Have some dry weather, especially with some, like you said, with some things coming up this weekend. But before we get to that, of course, we're going to start with the Midland. And of course, the Death Alley movie tickets are currently on sale.
They are on sale online. We will be having them. They can go to the chamber and pick those up, but they're not quite ready yet. We'll be announcing that when they're available. But we are getting some quite a few set hits online. And the movie is June 4th, 5th, and 6th at Phil Kennedy High School Auditorium. And we're going to have some reenactors there and Q&A with the director. So there'll be more than just the movie going on. Tickets are $10. Probably not a PG-rated movie. So remember that when you purchase them for your family and everything. So you can go to our Facebook page and get the link that goes directly to for the ticket sales. And that same weekend is the Comet Camper or the Vintage Camper rally that's going on up at Feaster Park. So bring your campers out and then plan on going to the movie Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
All right. And currently with the Midland, Project 2 Front of House is ongoing.
We've got our campaign going. We've had outstanding community support. So we'll have announcements coming up, a lot of things to follow, but just our donations and things are going extremely well. So we appreciate the community reaching out for us.
And of course, our outdoor movies will be coming soon. We don't have the movies announced yet, but we are still doing that again this summer. Correct?
Exactly. Yeah. Monthly movies. So we hope to have those here in the next couple of weeks all lined out. And we do have a sponsor, so we'll be making those announcements a little later.
All right. A couple of things going on downtown. Of course, let's see here. One of the things that has to do with MAC.
The Chamber, MAC, and Coffeyville's Reawakening, we're all sponsoring a small business startup brown bag. That's next Friday, the 7th. Starts at 11 o'clock. You do have to RSVP or register early at the Chamber so we know how many to expect. But we'll have Candy and Trish from MAC and Jim Carell from the Fab Lab in Independence will all be there talking about, ways to fund a new business startup and just for a question and answer period. So, if you're thinking about opening up something downtown or anywhere really, starting a small business, this would be a good time to, it's an hour and a half to come join us and have free lunch and learn something.
Yeah, you get some free food, so there you go.
Right. Yep.
All right. So, Denise, we'll come back to you here in a few minutes, and I wanted to introduce Madison Bowman. And, Madison, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, it's apparently something new coming to downtown, and it's actually started this week.
Yep. Sunflower Soda Fountain, we're doing breakfast now. It's Sunday through Friday. Sunday, our hours are 8 to 11, and our hours Monday through Friday are 7 to 10. It's our same home-cooked good meals that we have, just breakfast now, and we have our same loving hometown family feel atmosphere. And we're just really excited to start that up. And we want you to come see us. We've never tried Sunday, so we're really excited to do that.
So, man, I may have to roll in there on a Sunday. I love me some breakfast. So,
so what time was it Sunday? Does it close?
8 to 11.
11. Okay.
So, that, hey, that's perfect time. Allows you to sleep in a little bit and then roll on to get some delicious breakfast over there at the Sunflower. So, be sure to head on over there, check it out. Some great breakfast being served. And you started that this past week, correct?
Yes, we started Monday. So it's been going really well, and everyone's been really excited and happy about it.
There we go. Good stuff over there at the Sunflower. So thank you so much, Madison, for letting us know about that. And Denise.
Yes, sir.
Back to you. This weekend, lots of things actually going on this weekend.
There are. So, you know, if you're sitting at home bored, that's your own fault, because the Coffeyville Marketplace, I think this is their first week. It's also the Farmers Market starting up at 9th and Maple. I think it's a parking lot. It might be 10th and Maple, right along those lines. So starts at 9 a.m. So you might want to check that out. And then Saturday and Sunday both. This is we've had this here before, but it's the Kansas State Rodeo Association High School Rodeo. So it's, I've seen a list of the events, it look, you know, all day going on. So Saturday or Sunday, let's go out and support, you know, the high school kids and their rodeos. And Sunday they are having a church service out there at the rodeo arena at 8 a.m. and then the rodeo starts at 10. And then also, I think Sunday CRC's got their youth fishing derby going on at LeClaire. So, you know, just a lot of things going on.
Plenty of things going on this weekend. So, a lot of fun. Definitely look forward to that coming up this weekend. Also coming soon, of course, the UP Park.
UP Park. We've got some updates. We've got a painting should start, I think, next week, the 12th, around that time on these buildings. Debbie Smith from Jan Ells has been over, and we've been looking at landscaping. So you'll notice a few little pots sitting in over there. And then, you know, we're just trying to figure out what we're going to do. Haven't checked in on the fence lately to see where we're at on that. But things should start showing up, and people will start noticing things that are going on over there. So
definitely going to be exciting with that starting up. And also coming up a little bit later this summer, of course, the Coffeyville Summer Celebration, and that they're I know they're hard at work at already getting that together.
I just wanted to throw that out. I saw Gail and Mike at the city commission the other night, and you know, they're looking for donations, so that's welcome. But you know, have everybody get ready for that, because it's always a great celebration, and a lot of, you know, people turn out for that one. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun. I was out there for a remote last year, and it was a lot of fun last year. Unfortunately, the rain decided it wanted to rear its ugly head, but they still had the great fireworks show afterwards.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. So
right.
I had a lot of fun with that.
I was kind of looking forward, because they said fireworks in the rain gives it a different aspect, right? So I was kind of looking forward to it raining with the fireworks, but that didn't happen.
That would have been interesting for sure.
Yeah.
And now you're also still looking for volunteers, including today at 1 o'clock.
Today at 1 o'clock up at Feaster Park Fountain area, Donna Chambers and Lisa Brookover are going to be planting some grass and stuff, and they're looking for some help. So, you know, if you're a gardener or just have an hour to kind of jump in and help them, bring your shovels and head up there, and they would appreciate the help. And we're always looking for volunteers for Brown Mansion. I know the guys have started mowing at this point. That's a lot of land up there. So I know
it's not flat either. It's
not
very
flat.
Hilly.
It is. So it's about an 8-hour day when there's only a couple of them up there. So looking for volunteers to help with the mowing. And also, you know, the Dalton Defender Museum, we can always use volunteers there. So it's just a good time to help support your town, whether you like to mow, you be outdoors, picking up sticks, whatever. I mean, there's something that we can find for anybody to do.
And also looking for volunteers for their museum as well.
Exactly, so. Yep.
All right, so lots of great things going on. And again, first of all, Madison, if anybody wants to get a hold of the Sunflower, how can they do that?
They can call us. We also have a Facebook page. You can always go and see our menu on our Facebook page and give us a call. We offer curbside, so if you ever didn't want to come in, you could give us a call and we could bring it out to your car. We have some slots outside where you can park. Always call us or come in. I'm always there. You can always ask for Madison. I'm there.
All right. Sounds good. And Denise, if somebody wants to get a hold about you, about all that you've talked about today, how can they do that?
All right. Cocktails Reawakening Facebook page. We have our website. Of course, the Chamber, City, the ilovecoffeeville.com. You can go there and connect to just about everything that's going on. So.
All right. Lots of stuff going on, including, like you said, this weekend, a lot of events going on. So, like you said, if you're bored, well, that's your own fault.
So. Yep. Right.
So, all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take it. Ladies, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.